Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
How do you change the subject from something so important as an actual life and death situation as we all sort of watched it unfold to something as nonsensical as, man, that sports was fun? Well, you do it with a montage. Here we go.
Corner three is on the way. No good. Poole runs down the rebound. Poole forces up a three. It's blocked. Tipped out. DiVincenzo grabs it in rhythm. Buried it! Point six! He tied the game! Thompson pumping. Takes a shot in the corner. It's good! Clay Thompson with a three off of 1 foot has tied the game at 126. Leads in. Pass blocked away by DiVincenzo. Lamb to Dante. Three on two. Dante comes middle. Left corner to Poole. Fires away. The new Millennium Fast Break leads to a three-point shot and a three-point lead for Golden State. Clay with a dribble. 17 on the clock. One-on-one with Holiday. Clay goes to work. Backs up. Takes a three off the dribble. Knocked it down! Clay Thompson's giving the Warriors a two-point lead. Thompson the catch. Shows the ball to Murray. Dribble drive Clay. Slows down. Hand off. Lammy fumbled the pass. Throws it out to Draymond for three. Good! Improbable! Incredible! And the Warriors lead by five. Hand off Thompson. Takes a three on the way. No good. Looney with a tip. No good. Tipped up. It's good! At the buzzer! Kevon Looney! Kevon Looney tipped it in. A scramble at the rim. The Warriors celebrate, jumping up and down, mobbing number five at midcourt. What a way to bring in the new year.
I mean, I don't know. And by the way, Tim Roy, you're very good at your job. Let me welcome everyone quickly to your 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Damn well better be free.
That was a wild game. And depending on who you're rooting for, you can say that that team had to win that game three different times or the other team had to lose the game three different times. But that was as good and fun and entertaining an NBA game when I was, you know, about as dobbered down a sports mood as I've been put in a very, very long time, thanks to what happened on Monday Night Football. It was such a welcome kiss on the cheek from sports, which, look, last night's sports wasn't an awful lot of fun until it reminded you at the very end of the night, if you were watching the Warriors game, how much fun it can actually be. And that was fantastic. Kevon Looney at the buzzer. You had Klay Thompson with a Klay 2.0 career high of 54 last night. Huge threes were hit. And just to pay tribute to Ralph Barbieri whenever I can, two things can be equally true. Huge threes were hit, Ray, and way too many threes were taken in that game on the way to hitting a few huge threes when they needed to be hit. That was a wild one last night.
Everything that has been good and bad about the Warriors was on display last night.
Yeah.
very simply, they were hilariously entertaining, but they were also reminding you that their stuff's not close to fixed yet. you know, they for, you know, for long stretches of that game, they were hopeless. You know, they couldn't defend the Atlanta Hawks, who are as listless a team as the league is churning up this year. They, a lot of inadvised shots. A lot of their possessions were absolutely wasted. And yet, at the end, just because, you know, there are times when this truly is a make or miss league, they made just enough shots. And I will say one other thing. If you are trying to keep up with a Warrior game by looking at Twitter and seeing Warrior fans react to things, you'll blow your brains out. You should never be on Twitter when the Warriors are playing if you're interested in finding out what the Warriors are doing. Put your computer down. Watch the game. Make your own judgments. Because those people are insane.
Oh, there's crazy people all over the internet.
No, but this is, you know, listening to people screaming literally within the same minute about how Jordan Poole is one of the great players of all time and he's one of the worst players this year. Yeah, same people saying the same stuff. You just go, why do these people pay attention? They've got Tourette's.
You can't evaluate a basketball game by the possession.
No.
And you can't even really evaluate a basketball team by the game. Somebody was like, you know, Klay could have had 70, but Poole was hogging. There's no doubt Poole should have absolutely been looking for Klay in a couple of moments where he wasn't. There is absolutely also no doubt to the fact that Jordan Poole is every single fundamental tool needed to be a great scorer in this league. As soon as he possesses whatever tool that is going to allow him to just slow down a little.
Well, to be a good player.
Jordan Poole, he just needs to slow down a little bit. The old John Wooden saying, you know, be quick, but don't hurry. He's hurried way too often. It's great that he's quick, but he is way too hurried.
No, it's who he is, though. That's the long-term problem with Jordan Poole.
He's still young enough to have it. There's a coachability inherently, I believe, in him where he'll figure it out. I do think that light switch is somewhere on his wall. The Warriors are the right team to maybe figure it out. Maybe he'll find it himself.
Maybe, but he's now had enough minutes and enough experiences where this shouldn't be the issue that it is. I mean, last night, you know, you're taking 31 shots, and yeah, it's double overtime, but how many of those were good ideas? You know, it's not that he only made 11 of them. Guys will have good nights shooting and bad nights shooting. How many of those shots were optimizing the possession? Not very many of them. And that's the maddening thing about him. And that, I don't know if that's something that can be coached out of you. I mean, I think the jury is still very much out on how effective a player he can be. Is he a scorer? Sure. But being a scorer is not nearly enough. If you're the best scorer you can be, you're Carmelo Anthony and you never come close to sniffing a title. Or you're Dominique Williams and never come close to being the impactful player you could be. You know, there are levels at this game. And Jordan Poole is at a level where, yeah, he could take care of himself. Now can he take care of others? Because that's the next jump. And this is not about whether Jordan Poole was good last night or not. The Warriors, in general, were incredibly erratic. They just happened to be really fun, and it ended up well for them at the end. If you want fun, Donovan Mitchell kicked the ass out of fun last night.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that because we have a rule on this show. You get name-checked every time you drop 71.
Yeah.
we'll bring you up the following day.
I'll save it. But there was a great stat out of that game that I'm
looking forward to it. 888-957-9570. This is Vince in San Jose. Hello, Vince. You're on with Damon and Ratto.
Hey, Damon Ratto. Good to talk to you guys.
What's up?
So I want to talk about Jordan Poole a little bit. You go over his stat line. Sure, he 11 for 31 from the field. But you also got to look at 2 from 12 for 3. And, you know, the Warriors were extremely lucky to come out with the victory last night, giving up a 21-point lead playing very listless in the third quarter, at times in the fourth quarter. But my question, I think Jordan Poole can be an extremely effective player. The thing with the Warriors is, once they hit teams as a full unit, meaning once Wiseman is healthy, once Curry's 100%, once Wiggins is 100%, you know, that's when the damage really happens. They were so lucky last night. I mean, this is why I don't bet on games, because, heck, I wouldn't even enjoy the sport. And, you know, we all love basketball so much. Hey, it's my favorite sport. But, wow, what a roller coaster last night. The Warriors were extremely lucky.
They were lucky. And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
It's always better to be lucky than good.
I mean, I'll take good and lucky.
Oh, no. Well, good and lucky is unbeatable. You know, it's still undefeated after all these years. But if you had a choice, there are a lot of good players who aren't lucky. And they end up going home early. Luck is great.
Last night, Steve Kerr was talking about winning a game they probably should not have won.
And that was kind of what we talked about early in the season, was that we're going to get some games back. And Mike Dunleavy turned to me after the game and said, that's payback for the Utah game, Salt Lake. You usually lose a game or two like that and win a game or two like that during the course of the season. And tonight was our night to pull one out. But I think there's a reason that things are going our way right now. We're playing tougher. We're hanging in there. In general, we're doing a better job not fouling. We had two reaches on Trae Young down the stretch. I think it was the end of the first overtime. Can't remember exactly the time frame, but allowed the game to keep going. I think if we don't reach there, we probably wrap up the game or make him make a tough shot. So the fouling kind of got to us in the second half. But for the most part, during this winning streak, we're playing smarter, we're playing tougher, we're sticking together.
Yeah, the frenetic game. You had a game that is now in double overtime, his guys pushing minute limits. You had fatigue. You have star power fatigue. The Warriors don't have nearly the amount of star power that they're normally accustomed to without Wiggins or Curry even dressing, getting out there. But the big ragu hitting a huge, huge three right there. Draymond, he knocked down a massive three and maybe played his best defensive game of the season. And he was also as sloppy at the end as Jordan Poole was. Draymond tried to dribble 2-3 times off of his shin. He just was able to keep his fingertips on the ball. Last night was just one of them wild games. And sometimes you get into a wild game. Kevon Looney missing a bunny, only to come back down and knock down the bunny that was the game winner as the time was expiring, basically. That was nuts. And look, Jordan Poole, I'm just going to say this right now. It feels like he does take stuff off the table when he's putting stuff on the table. I think he puts more on the table than he takes off. I really do. I don't think the Warriors would be interested in trading Jordan Poole unless the package were so overwhelming that I wouldn't go trading Jordan Poole. I do see him for what he is, but I also see what he might be, what he still could be, and what he could be is a guy who's getting 32 a night in this league one day. I mean, that is not an easy to replace skill set. He's got a level of, like, he's almost, it's almost a level of psychopath that he keeps on shooting in poor shooting situations, but shooters got to shoot. Shooter's got to shoot. Does he need to make better choices? Yes, he does. But I think he's a better playmaker than just pure scorer. I think he's got more wiggle into his game than Steph Curry has ever had. He's got more different ways to score than a lot of guys in this league will ever possess. There's something going on with Jordan Poole that is a special player coming. If he can tighten, batten down the hatches in a few other ways, and I know we should probably feel like we should be there by now. We should be there by on him by now. But he's going to work on his own timeline. He's not going to meet our timelines. And obviously, if he wasn't in the timeline last night, the Warriors would have lost that game. But because he was in the timeline, they were also able to win it too. Jordan Poole, he is 6 rebounds and 5 assists and 2 steals with all the other things that he was also. Look, did he totally miss Klay in a moment where he should have given the ball up? Yep. Did he dribble the ball directly off his knee, which should have led to them losing? Yep, that all happened. But there's just, look at it this way. There is enough interesting in Jordan Poole where I think for those who want to throw up their hand saying, like, I'm done, you know, plumbing this well for what it might produce, you're nuts. That kid is an NBA first-class degree potential scorer. And the only one in a Warriors uniform who can even give you a modicum of, I'm sort of replacing Steph Curry in the aggregate tonight. Because as great as Klay was last night, I don't know if he can do that over and over and over again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.